This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
There is nothing like an entrenched, consistent, sustainable, and ever-growing funding source to really bring people out of the woodwork to resist any sort of change.
Republican State Representative Jeanette Nunez wants to divert millions of dollars spent on marketing for smoking prevention to cancer research. But she's getting significant pushback from, of all the places, the American Cancer Society.
It is counterproductive and counterintuitive to divert money from cancer prevention to cancer treatment and research.
That's just one of the near 782 proposals flowing through Florida's Constitution Revision Commission. We'll dive in. All that and more coming up on episode 131 of The Rotunda. What a year it has been, 2017. It's about time, a year in review in Florida politics. Well, the White House has sucked up all the crazy out of Florida's usual crazy, but of course, there is always a Florida tie-in, with the winter White House at Mar-a-Lago and President Trump being best buddies with Governor Rick Scott. So the year has been quite busy just the same when it comes to the crazy headlines and scandals. Well, maybe not all the same, but you know what I mean. So I'm looking forward to a welcomed break over the holidays, but in a blink of an eye, the 2018 legislative session starts January 9th. I honestly wish we had a bit more time, but not even the legislative session can get in the way of ambition, and those seeking higher office are slated to get ample time to be out on the campaign trail. And that means we will get a lot more fireworks out of the 2018 legislative session. By the way, the Rotunda will be your source to hear from those people shaping Florida politics. Speaking of which, the Constitution Revision Commission, that's the panel that meets every 20 years to revise the state constitution and put the matter before voters, is in full swing. Whatever you do, be sure to engage with this very important commission. Fun fact, the U.S. Constitution was amended 27 times in over 200 years. Meanwhile, Florida's Constitution, 110 times it has seen amendments in 60 years. This is an important opportunity to make a big impact in Florida's future, and there are a number of special interests seizing on this opportunity. So if you, the public, aren't showing up at these meetings to make your voices heard, well, others will take advantage of that void for their own good. So be sure to visit flcrc.gov. Among the many things up for consideration is a proposal to fix the legislative session start dates going forward. Session would start in January in even-numbered years, and then they would start in March in odd-numbered years. The best part is you, the voters, will decide on this and several other possible amendments to the Constitution. Amendments must be approved by 60% of voters on the 2018 ballot.
Given, and I know I've said this on multiple occasions here, given my perspective as a legislature, there is nothing like an entrenched, consistent, sustainable, and ever-growing funding source to really bring people out of the woodwork to resist any sort of change.
Republican Representative Jeanette Nunez, the House Speaker Pro Tem, is pushing forward a proposal that seems to be missing input from some very important stakeholders.
For we will be speaking in opposition to Commissioner Nunez's proposal this morning. Unfortunately, we have not had the opportunity to meet with her in person, but we have spoke with her staff and look forward to working with her more closely.
This is Matt Jordan with the American Cancer Society.
Well, it was Proposal 94 by Commissioner Nunez.
Back in November of 2006, Florida voters approved a state constitutional amendment calling for a comprehensive tobacco education and use prevention program, which came to be known as Tobacco Free Florida. Currently, Tobacco Free Florida receives 15% of the annual tobacco settlement payments to Florida. When adjusted annually for inflation, in this current fiscal year, that amounts to roughly $68.6 million.
Here's Representative Nunez presenting her case before the Constitutional Revision Commission, of which she's a part of.
Some of the programs funded through this appropriation include tobacco intervention, smoking cessation, county health departments, and a robust marketing and public relations program. That marketing and public relations program, per the Constitution, currently equals roughly $23 million in marketing and PR. Hey yo, I got diamonds in my necklace. Shorties wanna check this from New York to Texas. My crew is mad reckless. Creeper prima donnas, no doubt. I'm a collar. Got a mad limousine just to add to my persona. I'm ripping the flipping and tripping it with the rhyme. Cha-ching, cha-ching, little man, I'm getting mine.
How was that?
What do you think?
Some tobacco companies sponsor artists that are popular with teenagers. What? Don't believe the hype.
This proposal seeks to amend Section 27 of Article 10 to reallocate 20% of the Tobacco-Free Florida funding to be dedicated to the research and treatment of cancer. After 10 years of good work on the prevention side, we've seen some results as it relates to reduction in smoking, particularly in the area of youth smoking, and that has roughly diminished to approximately 2.5%.
Good morning, and thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is Kareem Golden. I am a public health advocate and a member of our state's Tobacco Education and Youth Prevention Advisory Council. I'm also a former state chairman of SWAT, Students Working Against Tobacco. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. As a member of the Florida Tobacco Advisory Council, I'm sure that Commissioner Nunez had the best of intentions when filing this proposal to address cancer research and treatment in Florida. And I thank you for your attention to this issue. However, this resolution makes clear that the Tobacco Advisory Council strongly opposes Proposal 94. As do other leading groups invested in tobacco and cancer control.
Again, Representative Nunez.
I believe it is high time that we look at revamping this program to include research and treatment. I think that this will provide researchers additional tools to hopefully one day cure cancer. I could tell you that the purpose of this proposal is not to impact the good work that we've already done, but I would tell you that it is currently written, the way it is currently written in the Constitution, I would say a built-in system of almost perverse incentives for them to continue to reduce that.
Tobacco-Free Florida has saved the state $17.7 billion in healthcare costs. Each year, they get about 20,000 people to stop smoking. Last year was over 21,000.
Those are big numbers.
Those are big numbers. And that's a projected save of $239 million for the state in healthcare costs. So if we can, you know, save 20,000 people from getting cancer, that's huge. 30% of cancers are caused by tobacco.
This is Matt Jordan with the American Cancer Society. We sat down for a brief moment to talk about their surprising stance.
It is pretty funny that you'd think that the cancer representative is fighting a proposal that would bring more money to cancer research. But with the American Cancer Society, what we're working on is we want to save lives, and we want to help patients who have cancer, and we want to, more importantly, prevent people from getting cancer. So as much as we want more money for cancer research, what we would really want is someone to never get cancer in the first place. It is a very deadly disease, and it's harmful, and not just on the patient, but also on the family. And so any work that we can do to benefit cancer prevention, we're going to make that a priority. So what Tobacco-Free Florida does for the state of Florida, we believe would outweigh the benefits of a 20% increase for cancer research out of the money from Tobacco-Free Florida. So in the grand scheme of things, an extra about $15 million, we do not believe equates to what Tobacco-Free Florida does for the state of Florida.
Fascinating situation indeed, and there's more to my conversation with Matt Jordan. But here's Representative Jeanette Nunez telling the commission that she is now hearing from folks like Matt Jordan.
In order to be forthcoming and upfront with the committee, I do want to let you know that I've just begun to hear from a few individuals who have some concerns with the impact to the program, particularly as it relates to smoking cessation and also reduction in the area of youth smoking. So I hope over the next couple of weeks to meet with those to see if there's a way that we can tweak it to not only narrow the scope of the impact to those programs, but perhaps also narrow the ultimate dollar amount that will be redirected to research and treatment.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, bringing you the stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics each week. This program is supported by listeners like you. Please send your generous financial contribution to rotundapodcast.com. It helps us to expand our reach to make sure we're here during the 2018 legislative session, bringing you updates, behind-the-scenes coverage for you to hear from the people making the decisions in Florida's capital.
It is my intent through this proposal, again, to redirect a portion of those funds that are currently going specifically on the advertising side in order to continue to make strides in the area of cancer research and prevention.
And we're back with Matt Jordan with the American Cancer Society.
Why is this issue even being proposed through the Constitutional Revision Commission now, as opposed to going through the legislature? Is just an opportunity to take a good stab at diverting some of those funds that's like enshrined in the Constitution?
Back in 1997, the legislature received a landmark settlement case against Big Tobacco, and that is what initially created the Florida Youth Tobacco Control Program. And so currently, Tobacco Free Florida is funded through the landmark settlement case against Big Tobacco. So it's not actually funded by the legislature, so the legislature can't do anything during normal session because it's a constitutional source of dollars. It's not a through the budget every year, which is good news because our government doesn't have to essentially pay for it. It's paid for through a tobacco settlement fund. So that's why it's going through the Constitution.
Okay. What's happening next? You made your pitch. You said that the funds should maintain the way it is. And did they heed your reasoning as to why it should stay?
Unfortunately not. It is still early in the process. There's another committee that the proposal would have to go through, and then it is open again to the public, where they're going to do another statewide tour before the legislature would have to pass it, and then it would have to eventually be on the ballot for voters, and voters would have to vote this into the Constitution. So we're still about a year out. I would say we're not even halfway into the process yet. So still a lot of work to be done, and we hope that we can educate a lot of members on the commission, because we want to kill this as early as possible. We want to save Tobacco Free Florida and ensure that this program longevity continues to succeed. For every dollar that we spend here in the state of Florida fighting tobacco companies spend $8.70. So we have $68 million for Tobacco Free Florida currently, which does seem like a lot of money. But when you think about what it really does for the state, it's a huge bargain, and it's totally worth it. We get federal dollars that are brought in, and for every marketing and ad campaign that you see on, I'm sure you've seen a lot of the ads on TV.
What do you think?
Some tobacco companies sponsor artists that are popular with teenagers. What? Don't believe the hype.
We only pay for one of every four because there's a 3-to-1 match. So we want to make sure that this program continues to succeed. It is a kind of landmark and a benchmark for other states as they look to us to see how we became so successful.
Why do you think Commissioner Nunez brought this forward? Any insight into who's driving this initiative to make the change?
I can't speak exactly on her incentive behind this. Representative Nunez is an amazing legislator. She does a lot of good work here in Florida. Seeing a big pot of almost $70 million seems like you could use it for something else if you don't totally understand what the program does. If you're not really in side, the Tobacco-Free Florida kind of work group, it is kind of hard to see how much work is actually happening. So that's why I think we have to do a lot of educating to show how much work that Tobacco-Free Florida does. But we're seeing an annually increase, an annual decrease of 15% for smoking-related healthcare costs. So every year we're getting there. We've certainly come a long way, but there is a long way that we can still continue to go.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking this time to speak with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Special thanks to Matt Jordan with the American Cancer Society and those participating and taking the time to show up at the Constitution Revision Commission meetings that is being conducted across the state. Visit flcrc.gov. To keep up on where they'll be visiting next, this is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Thanks for joining us this week, and be sure to join us again for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Follow us online, www.rotundapodcast.com. I'm Tramell Gomes.